I hope that through our music and words, something has touched your heart this morning. I've said to a few people recently, this is a strange time of the year. And for each of us in different ways, we travel through, journey through this month. And for some it's a time of great joy. But for others, it's a time of paradox. It's a time of questions. And for me, at the heart of it all, is that promise that God is Emmanuel. God is with us. Not that God is remote and far away, but that God has come to be alongside us. He feels for our sadness, and he shares in our gladness. As I get out and about in amongst our parish, I'm very aware that for many people at this time, there is an overwhelming sadness. The sadness of loss and grief. The sadness of preparing for death. The sadness of dreams that are unfulfilled, promises that are broken. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He feels for our sadness, and he shares in our gladness. Before we come to dedicate our offering and bring our prayers of thanksgiving in for others, let's hold those two things together, gladness and sadness. Gladness, once we have sung our final carol, after you've done all the things you want to do and speaking to people and bought your M&Ms and signed the Christmas card, if you join us downstairs, we have a little more than we normally have in terms of things to enjoy down in the hall. So you're very welcome to come and join with us for some refreshments and the gladness and the joy of sharing in friendship together. Sadness. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a gathering here. It's not a service, it's a gathering, where through music and readings, the opportunity to light a candle, we are able before God to recognise the sadness that some of us struggle with at this time of year, particularly those of us who in the last year or maybe some time ago have lost loved ones. It's only going to last about half an hour, but you're very welcome to come back and join us at 3 o'clock here this afternoon, and we'll share together the gladness and the joy of fellowship this morning, but also in the sadness of some of the experiences of our life and our living. Let us pray. Loving God, we dedicate our offerings of money to you, and we thank you for all the good things that you have given to us. We are in so many ways richly blessed. And in a world at the moment that seems so chaotic, so damaged and broken, we thank you for the promise of your love. A love that has no beginning and no end. A love that is stronger than death itself. Loving God, thank you for the power of word and music coming together, for the way that the words that are familiar stir our hearts, bring back memories, the warmth of those memories is something precious. Lord, we recognise the paradox of this time of the year, and as we prepare for all that lies ahead, we're very conscious that we are living through uncertain times. And so as we approach the coming days, O God, we would be mindful of your call to us to pray. To pray for those who are in positions of power and authority and leadership in our world, that they would be wise and careful in the words that they say and the decisions that they make. How strange for us to see in our news pictures of the rioting in Paris over this weekend. And we recognise there just some of that uncertainty in our world beginning to show an ugly side. Lord, we pray for the poor, for those who feel that they have been denied justice, for those who feel trampled down by the powers around them. Lord, we pray for a different way to live and to be. Lord, many of us have been shocked by the news from New Zealand of the tragic loss of life when one person chooses to take the life of another. And Lord, we recognise the devastation of that story, but we know that that was true in London last night as well, as someone chose to take another's life. And we recognise that this happens in our communities and in our country and in our world day and daily. Lord, have mercy on us. In all that is broken, in all that is wrong, we thank you, O God, that in Jesus Christ you have come to bring in a new kingdom, a new rule, and he will be the Prince of Peace. It's hard for us to imagine what that could look like on a world stage, on the national stage, and sometimes, Lord, even harder for us to imagine what that might look like for us personally. And so we dare this morning to pray for ourselves, to acknowledge the brokenness and the sadness in us, the things that are not as they should be or as we would want them to be. And we ask this Advent time that you would help us to find you in our journey towards Bethlehem. And Lord, in the stillness of this place, we come to bring to you our own prayers. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. Lord, as we have sung the Christmas story again this morning, may that story live in and through us in these days, that your love might be made known. And this we pray in the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us.
Thank you. probably some people thinking, they didn't do my favourite this morning. Come back. If you come next week, and the following week, and on Christmas Eve, I guarantee by 12:05 on Christmas morning, we will have some of your favourites. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord your God, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon us and upon all those we love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore.